WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second time this month, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land for hundreds of apartments over the objection of homeowners living just south of the city limits.
Last night's approval for 272 units on Arrington across from the Oaks subdivision is south of a 240-unit complex approved 2 weeks ago. One of the continuing arguments from homeowners in four neighboring subdivisions is increased traffic along Arrington. Councilwoman Julie Schultz says there was a meeting with county officials last week where extensions of two streets in Indian Oaks will take some pressure off Arrington.
Arrington Road would be the next road project for the county. The Margraves track, which is one of the big tracks that they were talking about feeding onto Arrington Road, none of the development for it, at least per the developer, would happen on the Arrington Road end. It would happen first on the Greens Prairie end.
After 19 speakers voiced their opposition, the council voted 6-1 for the rezoning. Blanche Brick voted no. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The company planning to build high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas has reacted to a group of state lawmakers filing a package of bills against the multi-billion-dollar project. An email sent by Texas Central Partners says they were not surprised by what they described as a slate of discriminatory bills. The email had a link for supporters to contact their representatives and lawmakers. Discussion about the bullet train in the state legislation was part of this week's visit with Brian Mayer Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniac. Nelson says he has pressed TCP to locate a bullet train station at Easterwood Airport.
I gave them the idea of building a special cars where you can check into the airport from College Station. Basically, you get in and you're going to
secure area within the airport.
That's right.
The current proposal calls for a Brazos Valley station around Roanne's Prairie to serve the Twin Cities and Huntsville. A Waco man has admitted to an armed robbery in the parking lot of Post Oak Mall last April. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a plea agreement was reached with 18-year-old Simon Rusu, where he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Rusu met the victim in the parking lot under the pretense of buying a motorcycle that was listed for sale on Craigslist. A Bryan man arrested last week for kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon last October is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $100,000. Bryan police, according to their arrest reports, say 26-year-old Angel Garcia got mad at the victim for not giving him money to buy a drug cleansing kit so he could pass a drug test. When the victim tried to drive away, Garcia is accused of putting her in the back seat of his car and then drove away. When the car trunk opened, Garcia pulled over to stop, allowing the victim to get out. When Garcia got back in the car, he floored the accelerator and the car hit the victim's hand. Garcia did not give a statement telling investigators he was going to contact his lawyer. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, better way.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong, because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government, with locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at texascountiesdeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Some areas of cloudiness around the region this morning, maybe even a little bit of patchy fog in a couple of spots, but the tendency today will be for it to turn mostly sunny. Temperatures up to 75 to 80 later this afternoon. Clear, cooler tonight. We're down to 45. Nice weekend coming up, at least the start of it. Sunshine for tomorrow, 65. Clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunday, some morning sun, but it clouds up. It'll be breezy. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday afternoon, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team fell to number 7 South Carolina last night. We'll check with Coach
Gary Blair on that one. Meanwhile, at the Mary Nutter Classic, the Aggie softball team earned a couple of wins. We'll get the details from Coach Joe Evans. And in the NBA, it looks like Lou Williams was a good acquisition for the Rockets as his 27 points helped lead the Rockets over the Pelicans. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We made it all the way to Friday.
Woo! Yep. This has been one of those weeks. I have thought it was Friday since Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's just been long.
My motto Tuesday was nothing ruins your Wednesday like realizing it's Tuesday.
Yeah, seriously. Well,
all right, so here it is. It's Friday.
Yep.
We won't be here tomorrow.
Woo.
We take the weekend off.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer.
Well, I'll be here tomorrow for Empty Bowls.
Oh, well, you won't be here. You'll be here at Prosperity Bank on the University Drive East.
But I'll be with my Brian Broadcasting brethren who are out there, slinging soup.
So I don't know what
slinging
time.
Soup.
What time are we supposed to get there?
Let's see. I've got the information right here.
It starts at 11.
At 11 to 2.
But do we have any setup involved?
Oh.
Because otherwise I'm not going to be there.
Nobody told me anything about setup.
Okay, well, I'm going to
Scott, you're the star. Why don't you just show up, whenever you want to?
Yeah, I got Jersey Boys to go to.
Oh,
I got to go at 1 o'clock. See, I'm doing the 1 o'clock thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So that's it. So I don't know. I may drive by and honk.
Okay.
But I'll be there. I think Bill Oliver's going to be out there, too.
Bill and Brad.
Yeah. It's a good deal.
WTAW.
$10 donation. Or you can donate more if you want to.
Yeah.
It'd be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm kind of bummed. I'm going out of town. I'm missing out. But I'm really excited to see some of the bowls that these kids have made.
Me too.
Yep. Well, this is something new. We used to do it here in the parking lot.
Right.
And so now moving out to the Prosperity Bank on the University Drive East, and we appreciate them making that space available for it. All right, so 91-year-old Ohio woman left behind a sassy, occasionally profane obituary.
Ooh.
It starts with the basics. I was born, I lived, I died.
Okay.
That's the way it went.
Yeah.
And instructs people to, quote, wait the appropriate amount of time before trying to claim her stuff.
Oh.
Her name is Jean Odie, and her obit says their favorite activities were playing cards, teaching her granddaughter dirty songs. The obit promises a, quote, after party following the funeral, but warns, if you're sick, don't bother to come. I might be dead, but I still don't want your germs.
Ah.
Oh, man.
I like her.
All right.
Also, what's the appropriate amount of time after someone dies to take their stuff?
Not sure.
They're going to want it back?
Well, you got to do an estate sale or a garage sale or something like that.
Yeah.
But she sounds rather spunky.
Yeah.
Look,
I've been claiming my grandma's stuff for years, and she's still alive.
Mine.
We got a lot of info.
Nation. Well, that woman sounds spunky, but she's not anymore.
Well, that's,
I'm only comfortable joking like that because she seems like a jokester. She seemed like she was a jokester.
Apparently so. Taught her granddaughter dirty songs.
Dirty songs.
That's not good.
That's
coming back from grandma's house, and heaven knows what she's singing. All right.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
There you go. Good morning, 614, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You can join us. You can text in stuff if you want to, 979-695-1620. It's the 55th day of the year. We got 310 of them to go. So it's Feb 24 is the way that translates. It's Skip the Straw Day. Skip the straw day.
Okay.
We've talked about that
We
before.
Have talked about straws.
It's, it might be better to go ahead and use the straw.
Yeah.
Especially if you're drinking out of a glass.
Right, at a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, if it's one of those styro things, then it might be okay. But anyhow, it's 30th Annual Texas Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Alpine, Texas this weekend.
Oh.
Do a bunch of cowboy poetry type stuff.
Cool.
Yep. It's World Bartender Day.
All
right. Hey, so there you go. What was that Tom Cruise movie where he was a bartender?
Cocktail.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't see that. National Tortilla Chip Day.
Hey.
All right.
Today is a holiday with a crunch.
I love a tortilla chip.
Well, you know, and the time was when we had so few choices here in Texas. I mean, you go to the restaurant, and that's cool. Get some to go, and the brown bag has got, you know, grease stains on it by the time you get home.
Yes.
But that's the way they make them. Now, I mean, there's how many different kinds and shapes of tortilla chips do we have?
You're right.
So many. Go to the store. I mean, it's crazy.
You got the round, the triangle, the restaurant style, the thin chips.
The scoops. Yeah.
The scoops. Restaurant style. I mean, really? That's
yeah,
it. Of course.
The size of your head.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, then of course, I don't know where nachos were invented. But,
oh, man. Thank you, though.
What a way to go. Yeah, what a way to go. There's and, you know, that's the whole reason that we need Velveeta in Texas.
That's right.
So celebrate National Tortilla Chip today with a handful of your crunchy, tasty little corn chips and your favorite dip or salsa.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Now, bear with me. There's a lot Friday, not so much Saturday, and then barely any Sunday.
Okay.
So just bear with me here
we're
on
going.
Friday.
Here we go.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is 26. I only mention him because he's Ice Cube's son who played him in Straight Outta Compton and looked just like him.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Oh, sense. Yeah. I saw a picture of him just the other day. He does look just like him.
Just like his dad. Very cool. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Uh-oh. Is 40.
Boxer dude.
Yeah, okay. That's right. And apparently won't be fighting Conor McGregor, even though they both want to. Billy Zane is 51.
Good
he was,
him.
Of course, from Titanic. Mm. Sammy Kershaw, country superstar, 59.
Oh, yeah. Was married to Lori Morgan for a while, but she's dangerous.
Yeah.
She almost killed him. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Paula Zahn is 61 from On the Case with Paula Zahn. Deborah Jo Rupp is 66. She played, of course, Kitty Foreman in that 70s show.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff. Rupert Holmes is 70, the Pina Colada song guy.
And nothing else.
Edward James Olmos is 70. Mm-hmm. Barry Bostwick is 72. He played the mayor on Spin City, but also you might know him as Brad Major in the Rocky Horror Picture
Show.
Yeah,
that's kind of how he got his start.
Yeah. Paul Jones, not to be confused with Paula Jones, is 75. He was the Manfred Mann singer who sang Doo-Wah Diddy.
Oh, okay.
Joseph Lieberman.
Yeah.
75.
He was a senator and vice presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like flip-flopped on his positions during one of the presidencies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dominique Chianese, is that his name?
Shoot,
he played,
I don't
know. Sure.
He played Junior Soprano.
Okay.
On The Sopranos.
Never watched it.
And he was also on The Godfather Part 2. He's 86. And I only mention this, I usually don't mention people who've passed away, but Steve Jobs would have been 62.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Mac guy.
Sure.
So that makes me sad.
Tia Leone's 51.
That's right.
Julio Iglesias Jr. is 44.
Wait,
wow.
Those are coming up tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I got
I'll
both
put
of
those.
Tomorrow.
Wait, I'll throw those over there. Wait, let me see if I had anybody else. Oh, yeah. Like Phil Knight. That'd be Nike dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's 79 years old and basically made the Oregon Athletic Department everything it is.
Yeah.
And the funky looking stuff that they
all
wear.
All their uniforms.
Abe Vigoda's still dead.
Yes, he is.
96, but he looked that way for a long, long time.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. All right. Birthdays on Saturday. Oh, wait. Saturday first, it's chocolate covered peanuts day.
Okay.
All right.
Clam chowder day.
Mm.
Open that bottle night.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to take that as a wine thing.
Yeah,
bottle of whatever you want.
Whatever it happens to be. And it's also Sword Swallower's Day if you do that.
Yeah.
All right. Now those birthdays I was mentioning. Yeah.
Saturday. Let's see. James and Oliver Phelps are 31. I mentioned that one for Chelsea because they were the redheaded twins who played Ron Weasley's older brothers, Fred and George.
Fred and George.
Harry Potter. I knew she'd like that one. Rashida Jones is 41.
Okay.
Of course, is also the daughter of Quincy Jones.
Matter of fact.
And was on Parks and Rec
in
the office.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Chelsea Handler's 42.
Oh, man. She's
Goodness.
Funny, but she's really political right now.
She's a mess.
Yeah, she's a mess.
You mentioned Julio Iglesias.
Yeah, sorry.
Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 44 today.
Cool.
Sean Astin's 46. Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Oh.
Yeah. Or Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings, if you're a nerd.
John Astin's son.
He is. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, he's John Astin's son, who was, of course, Gomez Adams, the original Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
Taya Leone, another one you mentioned, is 51.
Yep.
Nancy O'Dell, also 51 from Entertainment Tonight.
Oh.
Prop comic Carrot Top.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
Whatever happened to him?
He's 52, and
Man.
He
really
just looks weird. Because he buffed up real big like in the
2000s
area, you know, and so he looks very strange.
Okay.
Last time I saw him, he was on a bus, side of a bus in Las Vegas.
Oh,
so,
wow.
playing at some little casino or something.
At least he's getting work.
Yeah.
Kurt Rambis is 59, the guy who wore the glasses in the LA Lakers in the 80s. Ric Flair, pro wrestling legend.
Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy. Woo! He's 68.
Uh-huh.
Karen Grassel, 75, played Caroline Caroline Ingalls in Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
And Sally Jesse Raphael is 82.
Oh. Bob Schieffer, we call him Skeletor. He's from Fort Worth, 80 years old. His his brother was the president of the Texas Rangers baseball team for a while.
Oh, okay.
And Bob likes to sing a little country music, too, on the side.
All right.
On Sunday, it is For Pete's Sake Day.
For Pete's sake.
Yeah. Carnival Day. Is the carnival still here?
I don't know.
I'm not going to go.
Probably not.
But, you know, anyway, you see interesting people there.
Yeah.
It's also Levi Strauss Day. That's when they were introduced. And it's Tell-A-Fairy Tale Day.
All right.
Once upon a time.
Why not? Oh, and just as it's coming to an end, Atlantic Monthly reminds us that the month of February has the fewest homicides, assaults, thefts, and burglaries.
It's because there's less days.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day makes us love each other, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably because there are fewer days. Yeah, okay. Right. All right, go ahead.
And I've only got three that made any sense to me when I was looking at the list.
Three birthdays?
Right. Three birthdays for Sunday. Erica Badu is 46. She's a singer.
Okay.
Real name Erica Wright,
sure.
Actually. Let's see. Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
He's 64, and that's, of course, not the guy from The Office.
No,
that's
the other
singer.
One. Yeah.
Fats Domino.
Hey.
He's 89. He's still alive. Mr. Blueberry Hill himself. Yeah.
Tom Kennedy, a game show host, used to be.
Okay.
He's 90.
Wow.
90. And Jennifer Grant, that's Cary Grant's daughter. She's 51. So, yeah, it's not too many. And also Sunday is happy birthday to the FCC.
All right.
They started in 1934. Their job was to make sure that long-distance telephone rates didn't go too high.
And now they keep us from saying the really funny stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart is now reporting that an illegal immigrant murdered an American just 1 month after he was released from jail despite pleas from federal immigration officials. The criminal illegal alien and known gang member, Ever Valles, also allegedly murdered a 32-year-old Tim Cruz in Denver, Colorado earlier this month, robbing him at a light rail station. Now, according to Breitbart, Denver police admit that Valles had been in custody just weeks before the murder. A local Fox affiliate reports that, quote, ICE had asked the Denver Police Department to alert them so that Valles could be picked up for deportation, but the department simply released him without informing ICE officials in time. What would be so controversial about wanting to deport criminal aliens who pose a threat to your way of life? And why are you willing to gamble with the lives of your fellow Americans?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So I gave my home a facelift, and I did it the simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from my friends at Blinds.com. Now it transformed every room of my house. They have the best customer service you'd ever want. And let's say you pick the wrong color of the blinds. They'll remake it for free. They want you to be happy. They give you free color samples. You get free design consultation and free shipping. Now on top of their already low prices, now through February the 28th, you get up to 25% off site-wide just by going to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Jenko with your money now. A self-driving car company founded by Google is colliding with ride-hailing service Uber in a court battle revolving around allegations of betrayal, high-tech espionage, and greed. The brewing showdown emerged yesterday in a lawsuit filed in a San Francisco federal court by Waymo, a once secretive self-driving company hatched by Google 8 years ago. The 28-page complaint accuses a former top manager for Google's self-driving car project of stealing pivotal technology now propelling Uber's effort to assemble a fleet of autonomous vehicles for its ride-hailing service. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise shares tumbled 5.7% after hours after the company said it's facing significant headwinds that will slow its profits this year. The IT products and services provider trimmed its profit outlook for its current fiscal year, citing the impact of foreign currency fluctuations, more expensive commodities, and some near-term execution issues. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's your money now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Okay, I think it's been an appropriate amount of time. I haven't done a cat story in a while, and that's what I got for you this morning. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, you might be crazy if you own 15 to 20 cats, or really more than four, but according to a new study, the cats probably didn't make you crazy. Several studies have shown that owning a cat could potentially cause mental health issues because of a common parasite you can pick up from their kitty litter, but now it looks like that might not be true. The parasite can cause a disease called toxoplasmosis that's been linked to schizophrenia and other conditions. According to the CDC, up to 60 million Americans already have it, and researchers thought being around cats made you more likely to contract the disease, which also meant you'd be more likely to suffer the psychological effects. But a new study just came out that got a lot more in-depth. Researchers observed people over the course of about 20 years and found no link between psychiatric problems and growing up with a cat in the house. They still don't know if the disease really contributes to things like schizophrenia, but they say you're not much more likely to get the parasite just because you own a cat. So there. The disease has been linked to birth defects, though, and that's why you still shouldn't handle kitty litter if you're pregnant. That is definitely something that you need to keep in mind. But it doesn't mean I'm crazy. It doesn't mean you're crazy. You're not crazy. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Yeah. Spoken like a true cat lover. All right, here we go. It's 6:28. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, we got, it's an okay weekend. Actually, the weather today and tomorrow looks outstanding, and got some rain coming in maybe toward the end of the weekend, but let's just concentrate on today. We're going to be at about 80 degrees today. Winds out of the southwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. 43 for a low temperature tonight. Sunshine and 62 tomorrow. Winds out of the north, so it should be a pleasant day. And 71 on Sunday. Like I say, 30% chance of showers the second half of the day and on into Sunday night. And then Monday, we're going to be near 80 again, and we'll have a slight chance of showers. And Tuesday, we're looking at 80. So there you are, just a little cool down on Saturday, which would should be welcome, actually. Winds out of the south right now at 7.93% relative humidity. Fair skies. We've got 63.
Some old songs, when you hear them, can bring up very vivid memories of your past, while others don't. Why is that? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Why is it when you hear songs from the past, it brings up memories of your past?
What you're talking about in cognitive science jargon is the effectiveness of music as a memory retrieval cue.
Dan Levitin, author of the book This Is Your Brain on Music.
Music can serve as a particularly effective retrieval cue, especially if you're talking about a piece of music that you associate with a certain context. A song like the National Anthem or Happy Birthday, which we hear all the time, that's not so helpful. But a song that was played during that certain summer, that's going to evoke memories specific to that time and place.
I remember hearing years ago that plants would grow better if you played music, and babies would grow up smarter if you played music.
There's no evidence on the plant, on making plants grow better. But in terms of babies, what we do know is that the infant is already trying to process and organize input from the auditory world from birth. And if you can play a bunch of different kinds of music to the developing infant, that will allow it to implicitly learn the forms and structures of the music you're playing.
And playing an instrument may make you smarter.
There is a little bit of early evidence that learning to play an instrument when you're 4 or 5 years old will help you to become a better student in a variety of non-musical subjects.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Another apartment complex will be built along an already busy Brazos County Road in South College Station.
Moving to the moment that you've all been waiting for, apparently.
Mayor Carl Mooney opened what would be 2 hours and 19 minutes of comments and ended with the city council approving rezoning to build 272 apartments on Arrington across the street from the Oaks subdivision. About a third of the time was taken by 19 homeowners in 4 neighboring subdivisions, all speaking in opposition. They were joined by Councilwoman Blanche Brick, who voted against the rezoning.
These people who have lived there for the longest period of time have experienced the growth rate as it's happened to them, and I cannot dismiss their concerns. This might be the best thing that could happen to your area. You may get something that you do not like, even more than you do not like this. Keep that in mind.
Council comments took about as much time as those who spoke during the public hearing. Barry Moore was among the 6 who said yes and also thanked the developers for multiple meetings with surrounding homeowners.
I received probably at least a dozen contacts from the local business community in that area in favor of this particular rezoning. We always hear, you know, we want more restaurants, we want more grocery stores, we want more access to amenities. These individuals have reached out to this council and said, we need this type of development.
The crowd was told after the county completes the extension of Mesa Verde and Cherokee Drives to Highway 6, which will take some pressure off Arrington Road. The county's next project is improving Arrington. Last night's vote followed the council's decision 2 weeks ago to rezone additional land at New Arrington and Old Arrington for a 240-unit complex. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brian's mayor has told those working on high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas to put a station at Easterwood Airport.
Like many trains in Europe, high-speed train in Paris takes you right into the airport. Basically, you could be checking in and not only save the 25 minutes on your car, but then you don't have to park. You know, you're already basically going through security and you save the hour that you would normally spend at the airport anyway. Now you're saving a couple hours. Now, I bet you everybody in Bryan College Station could get around that.
Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs does not support Texas Central Partners' idea of a station in Grimes County near Roanes Prairie.
We have to drive 30 to 40 minutes to the location. Mm-hmm. You need to get there 15 minutes ahead. You know, the 25 minutes that we'd save going to Houston on a high-speed rail, we've already kind of used more than that, and now we don't have a car.
Nelson says he supports TCP's efforts as well as proposed state legislation that would ban any state financing of the bullet train. The railroad has also reacted to this week's filing of 18 bills by 10 lawmakers by sending an email calling on supporters to contact their lawmakers. A Bryan man has admitted causing second-degree burns from the waist to the feet of a 2-year-old boy. 30-year-old Doma Golakai was sentenced to 7 years in prison for the incident that took place in Bryan almost 5 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported the plea followed Golokai serving time for debit card abuse. According to the arrest report, Golokai placed the toddler in bathwater after the child soiled himself. Then Golokai left the child in the tub to go watch television. The child's mother, who was at work at the time of the April 2012 incident, came home to find her injured son and took him to the hospital, who in turn contacted Bryan Police. In another Brazos County District Court criminal case, sentencing recently took place for a Bryan man found guilty by a jury last November for assaulting a Bryan police officer. The district attorney's office reports a judge ordered 42-year-old Victor Alvarado to serve 10 years and one day for injuring the officer outside a bar in November of 2014. The officer was not able to return to full duty for months due to a rotator cuff injury. A Tuesday night crash in College Station led to one of the drivers being arrested for DWI with three prior convictions. 42-year-old Yolanda Hurd of LaGrange is accused of striking a vehicle at Harvey Mitchell in Rio Grande. According to the arrest report, she did not remember the crash while she was receiving medical treatment in a local emergency room. And witnesses told police she appeared to be disoriented after the crash by walking backwards towards traffic on Harvey Mitchell. A Bryan man's 13th arrest in Brazos County since 2008 was the result of a College Station motorcycle officer seeing him use his cell phone Wednesday morning on Texas near George Bush. According to the arrest report, the SUV did a U-turn on Texas in front of the Sheraton Four Points Hotel. That caused several northbound vehicles to slam their brakes to avoid crashes. The SUV then turned on Dominic and stopped in a restaurant parking lot. 27-year-old Michael Loy was arrested on a warrant for speeding and ticketed for not having a driver's license and failing to yield the right of way. A search of the SUV led to the discovery of three plastic baggies containing what the officer described was a large amount of methamphetamine and alprazolam, and to consider Loy a drug dealer. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 63 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Bubba Dixon here. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're always finding new ways to shed new light on a better buying experience. Whether it's our huge selection of over 200 new cars, trucks, and SUVs, the most competitive internet pricing around, or just simply amazing service. You'll always find the light at the end of the car buying tunnel off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds will be followed by sunshine. Today, it'll remain fairly warm. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows near 45. It'll be sunny tomorrow, but it's not going to be as warm. We're only going to get to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be anywhere from 45 to 50. Early sunshine Sunday, but clouds will move in and turn breezy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. High 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to number 7 South Carolina last night. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team earned two big shutout wins at the Mary Nutter Classic yesterday. Coach Joe Evans will give us her take on reaching 800 wins with the Aggs. And in the NBA, the Rockets bested the Pelicans thanks to Lou Williams' 7 three-pointers in his Rockets debut. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, we had fun during the presidential election here because there was always a great story to tell. And then, well, then we found out that the Russians were involved and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what's going on in France.
France elects a new president in May, but campaigning is being dotted with scandals. In the latest development, far-right leader Marine Le Pen refusing a summons to be questioned by police over claims she made illegal payments to her staff. She says she's the victim of political dirty tricks. This follows conservative candidate François Fillon denying wrongdoing after he was accused of paying public money to his wife for work she didn't do. And centrist Emmanuel Macron spoke up to dispel rumours he was cheating on his wife, his campaign blaming Russia for spreading fake news.
Wait a minute!
What? Wait, what?
Russia is now involving themselves in France, too. Well, that's, I mean, again, if it worked in America, let's go ahead and say that it's going on in France,
yeah,
whether it is or not, even if it may not have even been going on in
sure.
America.
Oh, yeah.
They hear something about it, and so as a result, yeah, sure, it's the Russians, they did it.
And not only blaming it on the Russians is working for other people, but also calling out
fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Working for everybody, apparently.
So today is the continuation of the conservative PAC thing, CPAC, that goes on. And last year, Trump didn't speak as a candidate. Now, as Prez guy, he's going to be there today. I mean, he's going to be there amongst the people. So we'll see how all that works out. Yesterday, he had a couple of his operatives. Stephen Bannon was there. He's, and his title is chief strategist, but he is the one who came up with the idea that the media is the enemy. And he continued to say that yesterday, calling reporters the opposition party. He said, quote, "If you look at the opposition party, how they portray the campaign, how they portray the transition, how they portray the administration is always wrong." Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about always. But
he said, if you remember the campaign, by the media's description, was the most chaotic, the most disorganized, the most unprofessional, had no idea what we were doing. And then you saw the media all crying and weeping on election night. His words. He said, corporatist and globalist media adamantly opposed to the economic nationalist agenda like Donald Trump has is going to continue to press its agenda as economic conditions get better, as jobs get better. They're going to continue to fight. If they think they are going to give you your country back without a fight, you're mistaken. Give you your country back.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go media. Oh. In the meantime,
Trump.
We do have a few. We know he's been a little quiet lately.
World.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been doing his job.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
So yesterday he tweeted, speaking of Chicago, we haven't really heard about that in a while.
Yep.
7 people shot and killed yesterday in Chicago. What is going on there? Totally out of control. Chicago needs help. And then he goes on, just 12 minutes ago, he tweeted, the FBI is totally unable to stop the national security leakers that have permeated our government for a long time. They can't even find the leakers within the FBI itself. Classified information is being given to media that could have a devastating effect on the U.S. Find now. And so that was just of a few minutes ago, and that is where we are.
12 minutes ago, right on top of it.
I bet you they're going to talk about it on Fox.
Yeah, I bet they will, too. Oh, by the way, we've already got 100 murders in Chicago. Woohoo!
Oh, my gosh.
We're not even done with February.
March.
Oh. Yeah, not even so there. Got that happening.
You know, and speaking about fake news and media,
yeah.
I did see that the New York Times is going to run their first ever Oscars ad, and it's the first TV ad that will run in 7 years.
They're going to run an ad in the Oscars?
Yes.
Really?
And it's about truth.
Oh. Well, and once again, there they are. They know who they're talking to when they're when it's the Oscars.
Right.
I mean, the fact that it's going to be liberal people. And I got a story here someplace about how, you know, I don't know. I don't really care what people who are movie stars think. I don't necessarily know that they pay attention a whole lot. But I'm trying to find a we'll do it later on today. But it's amazing that apparently liberals will listen when a star talks about politics.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Because what? They know as much as the liberals do? Is that what that's about?
Because they like their movies and stuff.
Is that what it is?
I like them so much, they must be right.
Okay. And now a moment I thought would never come on the radio show, but here it is. Here's Caitlyn Jenner.
I have a message for President Trump from, well, one Republican to another. This is a disaster, and you can still fix it. You made a promise to protect the LGBTQ community. Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
You know, Caitlyn.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. Just saying. There you go.
First of all, when I hear her voice, all I think of is Bruce.
Yeah,
I just
right.
can't,
I'm sorry.
I can't picture because she just still sounds like Bruce.
Bruce, that's right.
But yeah.
Caitlyn,
I don't know.
Thanks, Caitlyn. Like I said.
Now, did Bruce ever hang out with Donald back in the day? I feel like they would have been kind of like running buddies.
Could have been. Could have happened. Not sure. You know, Caitlyn probably doesn't want to talk about that part of
good point.
That person's life. I don't know how to cut what to call it. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about the Oscars, don't be surprised to see a lot of blue ribbons on the Oscars red carpet on Sunday. The reason being the American Civil Liberties Union has their new Stand with ACLU initiative. It was launched this week, and so these Hollywood stars will wear their Stand with ACLU blue ribbons as a symbol of solidarity. So there you are.
Good okay. for them.
They've been around for 100 years.
Let's see how much that helps.
Yeah, exactly. So we only live in the world of the Board of Regents that we know about here at Texas A&M because it's, you know, usually about, what, 7 or 8 or 9 or something like
right.
that. Okay. Baylor has...
like 30-something,
yeah,
right?
almost 40 regents.
Wow.
Because it's a private school. They do things differently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's some people in there who are, I mean, a guy named Hurd, who is the CEO of Oracle. I mean, they've got some people who have some money and influence. And while he can't vote, Drayton McLean is a board member emeritus. He's a billionaire. He's got his name on the football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what he's pretty much inferring is, you know, if I put it on there, I can take it off.
Ooh.
We have a group of rich alums who now are going to take on the Board of Regents of Baylor.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep, they've raised $500,000. Now, a couple of them. The other one who's well-known is Joe Eddie Williams, who's the field is named for him.
Okay.
Stadium is named for Drayton McLean. But both of them are on this organization that is trying to basically bring Baylor back from the dark woods where they are. The group's called Bears for Leadership Reform.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works out. The thing is, it's just now it's become a really, really public fight. And
right.
You like to keep that stuff quiet if you can, but clearly they haven't been able to solve the problems.
Right. And now it's, I feel like, just going to add to the turmoil.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I don't think there's any doubt that now with those people having money, and that's because they had to come out publicly and say, we are forming this organization, the challenge has been made. So, to do that, then you have to, what are you going to do? You're going to change the bylaws? You're
going
to only have
and sometimes things have to get worse before they can get better, but.
Yeah.
But we thought they'd already gotten to worse.
True. How much worse can they get?
Okay, so we'll be watching that dumpster fire. All right, it's 6:49.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Why build a boulevard when a little side street will do? Sometimes you just need a small pathway to get from one part of your landscape to another, and you're not really sure that it calls for another ribbon of concrete. What are your other pathway alternatives, particularly those you can build on your own? Well, I have some that can be done in a weekend. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. We're talking today about easy-do garden paths, things you can do yourself probably in a weekend. How about pine bark mulch as a pathway surface? We know it. We love it. Pine bark mulch conserves water. It cuts down on weed growth. It moderates the rates at which our soil temperatures change. We even use it to loosen tight clays, but as a pathway surface? Well, yes, indeed. You simply pour it out and start walking. 1 to 2 inches spread over bare ground. 10 bags in 10 minutes and your path is installed. Sure, it floats, but it's also very affordable should a heavy rain wash it away. All the while, it's improving the soil. And best of all, no other pathway smells half as good as you're installing it. I like finely ground pine bark mulch very, very much. Then there are flagstones. Just about everyone enjoys building walks out of rock. Flagstones are fun and they're durable. However, compared to bark mulch, they're a lot harder to lay. It begins with the purchase. Tell the stone yard what you're wanting to accomplish and have accurate measurements of the length and width of your path. They'll show you the best and the flattest types that they sell, and they'll help you determine how much stone you'll need to have them deliver. You'll always have waste, and unless you're just looking for large stepping stones for occasional traffic, you'll need to chip and fit the pieces of your puzzle together. So figure on buying 15% more than the minimum. You'll end up needing it. You can use it somewhere else if you have to. If you're lucky enough to find antique paving bricks, grab them quickly. They're hard to come by and they're virtually indestructible. Or you can buy new hard-fired pavers. Where conventional bricks used in construction of homes will deteriorate from repeated freezing and thawing, paving bricks will endure. All bricks will be safer and more secure if you'll place them on edge rather than on their large flat surfaces. Increase the outer spacings between the bricks slightly as you turn around corners. Then there are concrete stepping stones. You can buy prefab concrete squares and rounds, or you can build them yourself. I've done that. You get boxes 2 inches deep, 12 inches wide, and 12 or 16 inches long. Use double-headed nails so you can pull the frames off. You put the concrete in, and as the concrete cures, you can push rock salt into it to give it a pitted look. And I've even used leaves in my concrete, and I use a rock hammer to knock off the corners so it gives them more of an aged look. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. For Aggie women's basketball, Curtis Knox broke the Texas A&M single-season assist record, but the Aggies fell 80-64 to number 7 South Carolina at Reed Arena yesterday. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
That's the first time all year that I think we just got outclassed in this ball game. I'm not that down on my basketball team. I'm just pretty high on what South Carolina did today because I think they earned everything that they got.
Knox and Andriel Howard each had a double-double for the Aggies, with Knox posting a team-high 19 points and 10 assists. Howard had 16 points and 13 rebounds, moving up to fourth on Texas A&M's single-season rebound list. Kyla Hilsman added 16 points and Danny Williams had 12. The Aggies conclude the regular season against Ole Miss on Sunday at 4 p.m. with pregame at 3:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the men return home to Reed Arena, where they'll host Alabama tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:45, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 18 Texas A&M softball team opened the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic with a 5-0 win over Long Beach State yesterday for head coach Joe Evans' 800th win at Texas A&M. Evans, who's in her 21st year at the helm of the program, has led the Aggies to 15 consecutive NCAA regionals. Here's Coach Evans.
When you think of 800 wins at Texas A&M, there's a lot of ball players that come to my mind, and a bunch of those All-Americans on the wall, and even those kids who weren't All-Americans but were pinch runners who came off and, you know, scored runs for us. I just am so appreciative of those players.
In the second game of the Classic, the Aggs shut out number one Florida State 2-0 behind a 15 strikeout performance from Samantha Shaw. The East Bernard, Texas native gave up only four hits in her fifth victory of the season and tied a career high in strikeouts. The Aggies return to action at noon today against number 21 Arizona State, and you can hear the game on Willie 1550 AM. Well, off to a 4-0 start for the fourth consecutive season, Texas A&M baseball looks to build on the momentum as they continue their 9-game homestand today. The Maroon and White welcomed the 3-0 Pepperdine Waves to Olsen Field for a 3-game series. Last season, the Aggies won 2 of 3 against Pepperdine in picturesque Malibu. All three of the games this weekend can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball, Josh Hamilton is back at the Rangers spring training camp in Arizona after an examination in Texas showed no structural damage to his surgically repaired left knee. Hamilton said yesterday he got concerned when he felt a sudden pain when doing some running drills during the first full squad workout 2 days earlier. In the NBA, the Pelicans tandem of newly acquired All-Star DeMarcus Cousins and All-Star Game MVP Anthony Davis was no match for the surging Houston Rockets on Thursday night. Reserve Lou Williams, who the Rockets just picked up from Magic Johnson's Lakers, hit 7 3-pointers and scored 27 points in his Rockets debut, and Houston crushed New Orleans 129-99. Meanwhile, the Brooklyn Nets have acquired swingman KJ McDaniels from the Rockets in exchange for cash. McDaniels has played in just 29 games this season, struggling to find playing time in Mike D'Antoni's first season as coach. And in Dallas, the Mavericks waived point guard Darren Williams yesterday, and the 5-time All-Star is now looking to join the Cleveland Cavaliers. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that Williams plans to join up with LeBron James to give the Cavs the backup point guard they need. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because Williams has to clear waivers before signing with Cleveland. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ready to get your license but don't want to wait months for an appointment at the DPS? Well, now you don't have to. Safeway Driving is now approved to offer the DPS road test for teens. Safeway's one-hour road service includes warm-up time before the test begins so that you can take your road test with confidence. Let Safeway's team of experts help you get on the road to your license on your schedule and at your convenience. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Okay, so Daytona's this weekend. I guess they're trying to elevate it to the level of the Super Bowl so that we can now go that before the 500 gets started, Lady Antebellum will do a pre-race concert, and Jordan Sparks, sings the national anthem. And the Grand Marshal is Owen Wilson?
Huh. Interesting.
All right.
It might be worth just the entertainment alone.
That's it. Yeah. And then maybe they'll crash, too. So there you go. All right. Here you are. Here's your weather. It's going to be about 80 today. That ought to be pretty nice. 43 tonight. 62 with north winds tomorrow. And some sunshine. 71 on Sunday. 62 right now. And it's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.